Well, this is Carl Franklin on the scene at the Nintendo Dog Days of Summer Girls Gaming Event. And in just a few minutes, this place is going to be overrun with a horde of screaming teens, tweens, and parents all looking to get a peek at the goings-on here. It's all about a game called Nintendogs. Nintendogs is the hot new game from Nintendo that just came out. It's just the hottest thing going, and we're down here to check out what people have to say about it. Now, at the Nintendo World Store at 10 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City, it's been transformed into a virtual dog park, complete with doggy-themed treats for people like doggy biscuit cookies and mini hot dogs. And at this virtual dog park, attendees can bring, win, or purchase a copy of Nintendogs and interact with one another. There's a huge Nintendo-branded doghouse photo station where people can get their pictures taken with their favorite Nintendog. And there's also a sit-stay station where attendees hang out in the Barca lounges. I know, I'm not making this up. Barca lounges. Where they can relax and play and set up puppy play dates with other Nintendog owners. Teen People magazine is going to be here, and the Trend Spotters in particular. They're going to be teaching doggy obedience training to girl gamers. The Nintendo ambassadors, as they're called, are going to be doing gaming demonstrations. And DJs from the popular New York Top 40 station Z100 will also be spinning some tunes here at the event. Hundreds of excited girl gamers are going to crowd the store here to get their chance to win the ultimate Nintendo prize pack. They can also join the Nintendogs Kennel Club and accessorize for the new school year with dog tag necklaces and Nintendogs gear, including notebooks and get tattoos and all sorts of great stuff. So in just a few minutes, they're going to open the doors and we'll talk to some of the people involved here at the event. Hi, girls. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
All right. We're doing a little radio cast, and you're all playing Nintendogs. Are you all sort of playing at the same time in bark mode?
Yeah, we're doing bark mode, so we can also unlock other dogs in the kennels.
Other dogs?
You can, if they have a Dachshund, you get Dachshund puppies. If they have a Siberian Husky, you get Siberian Huskies.
Okay, so these are different dogs than the ones they have? These are new dogs? Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're new dogs because there's three different types. There's the Dachshund version, the Chihuahua version, and the Labrador.
What's your dachshund's name?
My dachshund's name is Pepper.
Does Pepper know any tricks?
Yeah, sit and lie down.
What's the most surprising behavior about your dog?
The most surprising thing is that she spins in the air to get the frisbee instead of jumps.
When my dog sits down, he'll start moving his foot and start trying to get me to scratch him.
Are you a Nintendo ambassador?
Yes, I'm one of the people here today playing with Nintendogs.
What makes Nintendogs so different and so unique?
But the one thing that I did learn, I was really surprised you can make these dogs do things that dogs could never do. They can do backflips, they can walk on their front paws, like really amazing tricks. If you do combination, like you get to the first level of tricks, you teach it how to lay down first, and then you teach it how to jump. Then you combine those two commands, it'll lay down on its back and do a backflip if you give it the jump command. So,
wow.
Whole, like other levels of virtual dog.
Are you a parent of a Nintendog junkie?
I am a parent of a Nintendo junkie.
Yeah, what's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley, you like Nintendogs?
Yeah.
So, as a parent, do you think this is a good game choice?
I think it is, because she's looking to be a vet, and she loves to watch all those animal shows.
Oh, fabulous.
A lot of kids don't have pets, and unlike us, we can't have a real dog.
What's your name?
Damon.
Hi, Damon. I'm Carl. What's your dog's name?
DJ.
Does he do tricks?
He can sit down, he can spin, he can jump.
What's your name?
Jocelyn.
So you're Damon's mom?
Yes.
You think this is a good game for kids?
I love it, and not just for kids. I like it for myself as well.
What do you think in terms of this type of game, which is a little bit different from a lot of the video games other kids are playing? You know, it's a little different.
Sure. Well, I think one thing it teaches is the compassion is needed to take care of not just a pet, but anyone in terms of addressing kids' needs. So it takes them away from a lot of the aggressive gaming and gives them an idea of what that entails.
I'm standing here with Amber McCollum, Public Relations Manager for Nintendo of America. Hi, Amber.
Hi, thanks for coming.
Quite an event.
Yes, it is. We're having a great time with all these girl gamers.
Girl gamers, that's what it's all about, huh?
Right now, it's all about girl gamers. We really see that they're the hottest emerging group in gaming, giving gamer guys a run for their money. And you know, from our research, we've seen that girl gamers account for over 43% of video game players right now.
Yeah, who knew that? I mean, what are they playing?
We have a lot of great games from Nintendo coming out right now for girl gamers, including Nintendogs for the Nintendo DS, which is really what we're celebrating today.
So Nintendogs has been a huge hit in Japan. Like 700,000 copies have been sold. Do you really think we're going to see that or better in the United States?
You know, this is just an amazing, non-traditional, non-competitive game, and we really see this as an emerging market, something that people will really get into, and just a really fun experience game versus a competitive game. You not only have to choose the dog you want with the amount of money that you have earned to get the dog, you have to name the dog, raise the dog, you feed and water the dog, you have to take the dog for walks, you have to take care of it in every way that you would a regular dog, and if you don't take care of your dog, it gets really upset.
What are some of the aspects of Nintendogs that are really unique? What stands out as a feature of the game that sets it apart from its peers?
Sure. Well, in addition to being able to pick out your own dog and raise it and train it as you like, there is a mode in the game called Bark Mode. So when you close your DS and say you go out to a mall and a person comes within 30 feet of you, wireless range of the Nintendo DS, and also has Nintendogs, your Nintendo DS will bark, letting you know that someone else is out there also playing Nintendogs, which is really exciting. So once you open your Nintendo DS, another person's dog will wirelessly have transferred into your game, so you're now playing with two dogs, and you have access to play with that dog. This is the dog that you can take anywhere and actually meet up with other players as well while you're doing it.
Yeah, that's very cool.
We think that's really fun.
So I'm here with three Teen People magazine trend spotters, and their names are?
Lauren,
Michelle,
Lizzie.
So one of you tell me, what is a Teen People trend spotter?
Pretty much we give our opinions on things that the magazine sends us, like music and movies and new games like the Nintendogs.
What do you like best about your Nintendogs puppy?
That it is so realistic. It is crazy realistic.
I like that since we can't have dogs because we're allergic to them, like these are like real dog pets that we could have. So.
Have you been surprised by any of the behaviors of your dog?
How it like reacts to different dogs, how it'll like some dogs and other dogs it'll start fighting with, and it amazes me how realistic they act. Seriously, they're like real dogs.
How are teens responding to Nintendogs?
I know everyone who I gave the game to, they can't put it down. I have, like, people upstairs who I didn't give it to. They're, like, yelling. They're like, I want this game. And they're taking mine and playing it for hours. They love it.
So as a trend spotter, do you think this is going to be big? Do you think this is definitely going
to
be a trend?
It already is huge. You see all the people who showed up today just to play with it. And all the people in the lounge, there's a waiting line to play with it on the little hookup ones. It already is, like, huge. Everyone loves it.
Bigger than Barbie.
Bigger than Barbie. Oh, my God. That's saying a lot, huh? Well, as you can hear for yourself, everybody's having a great time here at the Nintendo World Store. And if you want to learn more about Nintendogs, you can go to Nintendogs.com. Until next time, this is Carl Franklin calling it a day.